Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8 and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley and you're very welcome to join me now for another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series where the focus is on, well, protecting the environment. Valentine's Day this week, love is in the air, and maybe this is the year when you're going to pop the question. And if she or he says yes, well, you'll be planning a wedding and hopefully a more sustainable one too. Shortly, we'll be joined by award-winning Sarah Kennedy from IrishWeddingBlog.ie to talk about that very subject. But first, if you were to plan a wedding, how important would making your big day a more sustainable one be? We send Sunshine's Jane McNamara to find out.
I got married quite recently, actually. And I'll be honest with you, my wife and I are generally quite conscious about sustainability, but we didn't really give it much thought for our wedding day. And now that you're asking me, I'm feeling kind of guilty that there maybe should have been some things we considered more.
For my cousin's wedding, she recycled a lot of things like bottles. She painted glass bottles to put flowers, dry flowers, and she did all by herself and the family as well.
Reuse all the time, even for your wedding, you know, just be innovative, creative, just keep it simple. Doing a good thing as well by not splashing out on things that are just disposable.
Absolutely. Well, we're joined now by Sarah Kennedy, former and award-winning wedding planner and now responsible for one of Ireland's leading wedding resources, IrishWeddingBlog.ie. Sarah, thank you for taking the time to chat with us this week. You have been working in this industry for a long time now. Are you seeing now that when planning a wedding, sustainability is becoming more and more a priority?
Yes, so I'm seeing it on two different sides. I'm seeing it 100% on the couple side. They're looking and actively trying to seek different ways that they can be that bit more sustainable. But I'm also seeing that their suppliers, they're also coming into the market and repositioning their products and their supply chains in a more sustainable way so that they have a more sustainable offering. So at least they're one step ahead and helping educate the market as well. So it's coming from both sides and it's the right time. You know, initially when I think about the first kind of murmurs of anything to do with sustainability, it was only about confetti. Where can I get biodegradable, you know, confetti because the church won't let me or the venue won't let me.
Yeah.
And that was more because nobody wanted to clean it up after. Whereas that's now moved up a big notch, covering, you know, quite a wide berth across the industry.
So give us some suggestions then, Sarah. Perhaps there might be someone listening thinking, yes, I am getting married, but I'm finding the idea of having a sustainable wedding challenging. And I'm also maybe concerned that it might be a bit more expensive doing it that way.
So not necessarily. So if we go back to, you know, the first part is getting the ring. One of the big movements that I'm seeing and what people are actively looking for and that are inquisitive about are around like the sustainability of diamonds, right? That's number one for the engagement ring. So a lot of people are moving towards this lab-grown notion, completely man-made, but no different from an actual diamond. So you're not getting a less quality diamond. You're getting exactly the same, only it's made more sustainably. Then when you start to move towards your venue, this is probably where couples find it a little bit confusing, because how do you know if a venue is sustainable? Okay, they may not be net zero in their building because that may not be viable right now. But there's a couple of different things that I would look at when I'm trying to see how sustainable is that venue. So we look at, you know, how they're sourcing their food. So less miles travelled, home growing a certain amount. So they're at least then reducing the impact. You also have some venues that, okay, it may not be something that they have within their actual wedding day, but they may have a sustainability mission and working to the very best with what they have to reduce their impact. And that's being looked at quite favourably as well. You then move into other areas of the wedding. And this is really where, when we start to say, look at dresses. So there's a couple of different things that people are doing. So number one is they're thinking of, well, how can I restructure that dress for after that I can get multiple wear out of? And there are bridal designers out there that will take away the dress and dye it a different colour and tailor it for you. So that's absolutely giving it longevity. There's other ways you can do it. And this is, for me, one of the hidden gems. The likes of Bernardo's Bridal Rooms, that is 100% brand new designer gowns that could have ended up in landfill, but they didn't. They've been donated by either the designer or bridal boutiques. And you can get a dress from €350.
Do you know what? I have never even heard of that.
Oh, it's amazing.
That's incredible.
In Dunleary and Wexford, they're phenomenal. It is such a sustainable mission. It's meaning that every year they've hundreds of dresses that don't end up in landfill. Then there's also designers who are now sustainable in terms of the cloth that they use, and even right down to their stance on human slavery in terms of production of clothes, because that's an issue. And Irish bridal shops, I can see that they're buying more sustainably. They're looking for those credentials. But then you've got groomswear. Obviously, the rental market is still there, so people will rent suits. So that means, obviously, you know, you've got multiple wear. But a lot, they want to keep it for forever, whether that's getting it tailor-made or whether that's buying it off the rack, as we say. But again, looking for designers and stores that are sourcing within the EU. So that's, again, less miles travelled. Looking at how the tailoring gets done, just more conscious way of getting married. One of the highest levels of what we consider can be wasteful or seen as driving great impact is the floristry side of things. So there's many Irish growers and there's a lot of florists that are trying to source as much as they can within reason from Irish growers, which is great. I remember when I was working in venues, if we knew a couple were getting married in the church across the road, back to back, we would put them in touch with each other to say, why don't you share your flowers so you get 2 days out of it.
And would people do that?
They would do it.
Would they offer
yeah,
it?
I'd say about 80%. Did it when you suggested to them.
So the thing is, at the end of the day, there are so many things that you can do. And if you're looking at your wedding and thinking, gosh, it all seems very challenging to have a sustainable day, even if you just do one or two things.
That's it.
If everybody did that, then think of the positive impact.
Absolutely. Just even those little tiptoe pieces of just making a little bit more of a buying decision, a little bit more consciously. It doesn't mean it's more expensive. In fact, you'll actually save in some cases. So it's a win-win for
couples.
Win-win,
absolutely. You know? Well, Sarah Kennedy from Irish weddingblog.ie. I know you have a lot of information on your website
yes.
too, and also you can follow Sarah on Facebook and on Instagram as well, and on X. Thank you very much for joining
no
us
problem.
This week. A pleasure to chat
Thank
with you.
You.
And I look forward to having you back with us again in the not too distant future.
Thank you so much.
And that's this week's Hours to Protect. A reminder, if you've missed any of our previous episodes, you'd like to find out more about what the Hours to Protect initiative is all about, well, you'll find it all on our website, sunshineradio.ie/hours-to-protect. I'm Carol Dooley. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll join me for another edition just after 7 o'clock next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.